Your move, Microsoft.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Google fired a big volley in the computer wars last night, saying it will launch its own operating system to compete with Microsoft's Windows. Google Chrome OS will emphasize the power of the web rather than the power of the PC. We're joined by Henry Blodgett, editor of the Business Insider. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Microsoft is so mighty and Google is so new and youthful. The media love this storyline. We can tend to play that up like, you know, is Google a giant killer? How nervous should Microsoft really be about Google's Chrome operating system?
In the near term, they can yawn and deny and so forth. In the long term, they should be very concerned, because what Google is starting to do is a classic example of a disruptive technology. And when people talk about disruptive technologies, there's the idea that somebody invents something that is simpler and easier, and at the low end of the market, they start to adopt it. It pushes the incumbent's product until it has so many features and bells and whistles that the mass market doesn't need it anymore, and then the new product takes over.
But Microsoft, it's not like they don't know about the internet and cloud computing and they don't have lots of smart engineers. They can't respond to this in kind?
They can respond, but it's hard when your primary product that you are charging for and making unbelievable amounts of money and profit on, your competitor is going to give away for free. And that's what Google is essentially going to do. And Microsoft makes something on the order of $50 every time they sell an operating system to a netbook maker. So Microsoft may have to respond by giving it away for free and having it be their full Windows operating system and so forth. And if they start to do that, then corporations and other PC manufacturers who buy millions of licenses of Windows every year are going to start to say, well, hey, if you're giving it away for free there, why don't you at least knock some off for us? And so you can see how it begins to pressure their model.
We've been talking Google versus Microsoft. Is there someone who's going to come along soon and challenge Google in the same way?
I don't think anyone will challenge Google in the same way, but Apple is definitely playing in this same sandbox. Stepping back 5 to 10 years ago, this was a company that everybody had written off for dead. They could ultimately be a big threat. And Google's attack here is actually not only on Microsoft, but on Apple, because Apple builds these integrated devices that have both hardware and software. Again, if Google can give away a very good operating system that does what people want it to do, it's free for the manufacturers, you can see how eventually that would threaten Apple as well.
Henry Blodgett is CEO and editor of the Business Insider. Thank you.
Thank you.
Google shares are up almost 1% this morning. Microsoft is down almost 2%. Let's do the rest of the numbers. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are off 0.5%. The Dow is down 0.25%, or 22 points, at 8,141. European markets closed down 1%. Asian stocks fell 1-2%. We try to tell you how our economy is doing by looking at unemployment rates and gross domestic product. Another indicator is whether companies are making any money. We'll start finding out today when earnings season begins. Our senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports it's not just about whether companies were profitable last quarter, it's about whether they did better or worse than expected.
For the most part, business executives have been offering a relatively bleak outlook, and that's caused analysts to set their sights low. So even a slide in profits could be viewed as a positive sign, so long as the news isn't awful. Ted Weisberg is head of Seaport Securities. He says Wall Street hates nasty surprises, so the trick is managing expectations in the opposite direction.
Where things are not as bad as anticipated. Now, whether or not everything is purposely being guided more negative than in fact it is, I guess we'll never know the answer to that.
At Fort Pitt Capital Group, Chief Investment Officer Charles Smith has his own set of expectations. He says corporate America has been focused on cutting costs, so it ought to have something to show for that.
The bright side of 500,000 or 600,000 jobs lost every month is that earnings are going to be better than people expect.
That's provided, of course, that the weeks ahead don't end up living down to expectations. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
This morning, leaders at the Group of Eight industrialized nations are emphasizing the need to press on with government stimulus packages while also studying ways to wind up those strategies. That's according to a draft statement on the first day of their annual summit in L'Aquila, Italy. Besides fixing the world economy, the Italian government would like to give economic and emotional support to the earthquake survivors in its host city. But reporter Megan Williams says that effort has not gone over so well.
The goal of this week's G8 in Italy is to fuel the commitment to fighting hunger, curbing carbon emissions, and promoting economic growth. The preparations, though, have fueled resentment. Italy decided to hold the G8 in the earthquake-destroyed town of L'Aquila, supposedly to help pump money into the region through foreign joint ventures. 50,000 earthquake survivors are still homeless, many in tents. Recently, earthquake tremors in the area have prompted more people to leave their homes. The homeless complain the government has ignored their plight at the expense of the G8 preparations, while everyone, from foreign delegations to opposition politicians, grumble about lack of focus.
Berlusconi, tutto occupato.
Instead of preparing the agenda for the G8, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has been chasing skirts, said opposition leader Antonio Di Pietro, referring to the recent scandal involving Italy's leader and escorts. In L'Aquila, I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
And finally, funny videos on the internet. To you, that might mean that cute British kid biting his brother's finger. Ouch, Charlie, that really hurt. But to businesses, an online video can be a customer's revenge. A musician named Dave Carroll posted this video after some United Airlines baggage handlers got a little rough.
I should have flown with someone else or gone by car. 'Cause United breaks guitars.
The video's gotten more than 100,000 hits online. United has apologized now and offered to pay to fix the guitar. No word on whether Carroll has agreed to take down that video. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 39 points at 8,124. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.